The Gen X Factor is recorded before a fake studio audience.
Welcome to the Gen X Factor, a podcast about all things 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond for the dazzlingly uncool in all of us. Join us as we take you on a guided tour through the deepest, darkest recesses of our collective generational memories. Could it be dangerous? You better believe it. But we're Gen X. We were built for this.
Well, believe it or not, we're starting on season 5 right now. And I think the more important statistic is it's been about 2 years since we've been doing this. And
almost.
By the time this comes out, I think we started like right before Christmas last year and or right around the Thanksgiving time. But, you know, I guarantee you there are a lot of podcasts out there that have quintuple billion zillion listeners than we do, and they've probably shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't have anywhere to go or whatever like that. I don't know, but, you know, we've managed to do it on a shoestring budget, because you will not open the kitty for me. But season 5, I plan on coming to you with some receipts.
Real? With receipts?
Yes.
You're going to have some expenses?
I might.
All right.
Most show related.
As long as you bring the heat.
I'm going to bring the heat. Bringing the heat. I'm going to rock the mic. I'm going to rock the mic right.
Holy cow. One thing we've talked about is that there's really no reason why we should ever run out of subject matter.
Right. No.
And I think, you know, of our, you know, we don't have that many listeners, but we've got some very loyal listeners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they say that, you know, one of the things they like more than, you know, any sort of production value that's associated with the podcast, which is minimal, but just the stories, the banter. That's kind of what led us to do this in the first place. Is you know, whenever we would get together, we would realize just how much just banter we could throw out that was pretty entertaining to the two of us. And, we'd share it with the world.
Right. And after the first 4 seasons, I mean, we've retooled. You know, we went from just Jeff and Friends to just Jeff and the Dazzlingly Uncool. We've been the Gen X Factor for a few seasons now. And we've kind of gone from, you know, there might be some skits or, you know, just some of this or that. So we've changed formats. But at the same time, we haven't, because the one constant is you and me.
Yeah.
You know, there have been some shows where I might be talking to Hicks, for example. But the constant is us, and we've had a good time doing this.
We've lost a few along the way. Shout out to our little bro.
We've lost a few along the way. Shout out to our little bro. I've got a good friend who recently lost a brother, and we've been able to talk, and, you know, I think he had mentioned that it's therapeutic for him, and it's therapeutic for me. But, yes, we lost a few along the way, and as y'all know, Toby is no longer with us, but he is here in spirit.
He is here in spirit, and we are here. The reason you and I are sitting in the same room together right now is kind of around a holiday. We are gathered together to give thanks on this Thanksgiving holiday.
Yep.
Time when family will get together, when we remember all the ones that we still have and all the ones that we've lost, and we will definitely be raising a glass to Toby
and
this could be our Thanksgiving episode.
This could be our Thanksgiving episode, and knowing now what it's like to lose a very close family member, I can understand others that lose family members, so I will be proposing a toast to them as well. Just
absolutely
knowing now. But anyway, so you know, another person that we lost is one of our comedic heroes, Norm MacDonald, who we talk about. You know, one of the reasons I think we did a podcast was, you know, we just love Norm MacDonald.
Whenever we sit down to have this banter I talked about, it almost always ends up with multiple Norm MacDonald quotes.
Well, one of his best bits were things he was thankful for.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would be like, thanks for all the women who left a cooked pie on the windowsill so an old chunk of coal like me can have a meal from time to time.
Right. Like, what is that? He's a hobo.
Yeah, he's a hobo.
An old you know, old Widow Johnson would still set a pie out on the on the windowsill to cool. Poor Widow Johnson.
Poor Widow Johnson. But my favorite one was, he goes, I will never forget, I'm very thankful for the man who pulled me from a burning fire. I'll never forget him. I don't remember his name, but I think he had a mustache.
Gold.
Gold. But, yeah, I think a lot of our humor is
definitely
from him. But Thanksgiving, so you and I are in the same room together.
Now, growing up, you know, we definitely had some Thanksgiving traditions. And now that we have our own families who are, you know, grown now, crazy to think about, but we have our own kind of little traditions. And but what do you most look forward to? Let me just say, I know there are a lot of things that you really look forward to, but I can say probably one thing that I know is not at the top of your list.
Oh yeah, you can say it.
The turkey.
What? You're here with me.
You big turkey. You dirty dog.
No, I'm cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, honestly, like, I mean, the turkey, yes, it's the center
But piece, it's what you get the least of
you
on your plate.
You get the least of it. And, yeah, I mean, and you and I have talked, like, I think you and I are both, like, food mixers. Like, one of the best things is when you pile up your plate with, you got the turkey, you got your stuffing, you got your mashed potatoes, your cauliflower and broccoli, and you put the cheese sauce on the cauliflower and broccoli, you might accidentally drip a little bit over the rest of the plate, right? There's cheese sauce everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Everything mingles together. You got corn, peas, everything. And there are some people, including our little brother that we've already mentioned, who that just would not have flown with.
He would want
nothing
a
could touch.
Separate, one of those plates that has separate...
Right.
What is it? Separate little containers.
Serving areas.
Yes, he does not. He did not want his food to touch. But you know, you were talking about the cheese sauce that goes everywhere. You know what? I kind of accidentally put over everything.
Cranberry sauce.
The candied yam sauce.
Oh, I know. Right.
I mean, I go to the table and it looked like Michael J. Fox served it to me. It's all over my plate.
Good Lord. That is, oh my gosh.
Well, now, even come on. It's, you know, I have a feeling that I want to say things like that this summer, or this season. If it made you laugh, great, but
we don't, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think either you or I are cancelable. I don't think anybody gives a shit about us.
It's like when we play music, people are like, well, you got to look out for copyrights. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. I doubt Paul McCartney is going to come to us and say, you boys need to stop it now.
I mean, that would be like the bucket list item. If I got a cease and desist letter from Paul McCartney's people for playing a Beatles song on this podcast, I'd be like, I can die now.
I can die now.
I've accomplished everything in my life that I want to accomplish. So yeah, bring it on. Any copyright infringement, please send us a cease and desist. But yeah, that was funny.
Thank you.
a little dark, but but I get it. It paints a picture.
Yeah.
So you've got candy. Now you mentioned the yams.
Mm-hmm.
That's a polarizing issue as much as mixing food or not mixing food. I don't think there's any middle ground with candied yams. You're either a fan or you're an active hater of candied yams.
But I've had candied yams that are like candied yams, and then they were like a... like a casserole, like they were pureed
with no marshmallows on them. I'm like, come on, don't insult me.
So you're saying the candied yams are like the Cowboys or the Yankees? You love them or
kinda
you hate them?
Kind of like that, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that's like, yeah, I could take them or leave them. You either love them or you're like, that's the most disgusting thing.
Mm.
And, you know,
more
Kim,
for me.
My wife, I know, she won't touch them.
Really?
Yeah, oh, no. Like if we have Thanksgiving, like she knows that I like them, so she'll make like a little bit of them.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can't remember who of my kids like them and who don't like them. I don't really care.
My mother-in-law.
I know I like them, and they're all for me.
Well, my mother-in-law makes good, great candied yams, and I don't know if this was before or right after we got married, and I just loved her candied yams, and so she was coming to visit us, and it was going to be a surprise, right? Uh-huh. Kyla didn't know, but I knew. And like the day before she came, I went out and bought like yams. And Kyla was like, she's probably thinking, is my mom coming? You've never bought a yam in your life. And these were like cut and like they were already trimmed. It wasn't even like a can. It was like, yeah. So she was probably, I blew it with the candied yams.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Then now the turkey part, like, now I'm not saying I don't like the turkey. Mm-hmm. But I look more forward to the turkey for the sandwiches.
Absolutely.
In the meals that follow.
Absolutely.
That's where the turkey kind of gets to be the star of the show. Whereas to me, rather than the turkey being the main dish and the other dishes being the side dishes, we have a bunch of main dishes, the sides, and the turkey's yes. kind of actually a side.
Now, you know, you don't make it down to Thanksgiving as often as I do. I live in the same neighborhood, and, you know, the whole crew that would come down, all of Mom's side of the family. Well, Allison, who's our cousin, her husband Gary, a few years ago, I don't know how long ago, but he started doing a turkey on the green egg.
Oh, yeah.
He smoked it.
Mm-hmm.
And the dark meat of that turkey was the first thing I went to, believe it or not. It was like candy. It was so good. So that turkey, yes, I got a lot of it. But the other one, it's just wasted space on your plate.
Right.
Yeah.
But it gets its day in court.
The next
you know,
day
the next,
in court.
Or even later on. Yeah, for it gets like a, probably a week afterwards.
So do you just have a turkey sandwich, a little mayo, a little turkey?
No. I mean, this and basically, I recreate the chaos that existed
Everything.
On my plate the day before between two slices of bread.
Yes.
There's some cranberry sauce on there. There's probably some stuffing.
Yep. I've got some candied yam sauce on there.
Now, that being said, I'm not going to say that just a few slices of that turkey with some lettuce, tomato, and some mayonnaise isn't delicious.
Well, it's a solid sandwich.
Solid sandwich, but why not?
Yeah. Eventually, though, you probably do want just a turkey sandwich because you've already had the big one. You're probably going to have the big one for dinner that night. So just a nice turkey sandwich is delightful.
And we haven't even talked about pies.
Well, first of all, let me just say about that sandwich. I do put cranberry sauce on that.
I do, too.
But I don't like cranberries. I hate them.
Wait a minute.
We discuss it. But I think when you put it along everything, because of the yam sauce or whatever, you probably get the sweet and the... And the not sour, but they're a tart.
Yeah, tart.
It
mixes with the umami.
Yeah,
right. It just
the umami.
That's like the sixth flavor or whatever. There's like salt, salty, sweet, bitter, sour, and then umami is like a
eel sauce, isn't it?
That's unagi.
Unagi.
Umami describes like a flavor or a anyway, it's also a pretty popular crossword puzzle.
Well, I would have thought it was a entry. Flavor, but I figured like if, you know, our mom made me taste cranberries, I'd be like, ooh, mommy.
Unless it's on a sandwich.
Unless it's on apparently. A sandwich. Then I'm like, ooh, mommy.
There's some deep psychological and apparently some Freudian things going on with that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why you would like the cranberry sauce on a sandwich. And I don't know why you wouldn't like it before, but even maybe more importantly, I don't know why you need to bring Mom into this.
It's
paging Dr. Freud. I don't know what that even means.
Let's talk pie.
Let's talk about Michael J. Fox. No, let's talk pie. So what's your favorite pie? Pumpkin for sure, right?
You can't not have a piece of pumpkin pie. Is it my favorite? I mean, probably
the day of it is. I kind
of
said that jokingly in a way. Pumpkin pie is the turkey of the pie table.
You have to get a sliver.
You have to get it, but it's not the main course.
But you know what, though? Nowadays, the pumpkin pies that you buy... Like, I don't know anyone that makes a pumpkin pie. They buy the pumpkin pie you buy, and they're, like, huge. They're like the turkey size.
Yeah.
But most of ours, you know, we would make. I make a coconut cream pie. Someone will make a... is there a pecan pie usually? I don't
there's
know if they make it.
There's got to be a pecan
gotta
pie.
Be a pecan
That's
pie.
My favorite.
I always like a chocolate pie.
My favorite, which doesn't show up that often. It used to when we were kids. Buttermilk pie.
Oh, my God.
I love a buttermilk or an egg custard pie.
Egg custard pie. Yeah.
Yeah. But those don't show up as much anymore. But pecan pie, if that ever didn't make it on the scene, I would have to...
Revolt.
I would have to elevate that to a higher level of... Yes, I'd need to levy a complaint.
I don't remember who brought this, but it was the first time I ever tried one. And it seems like it might have been, I don't know, like every now and again, you like it seemed like Gary's parents might have come, or someone, and they brought that pumpkin loaf.
Now,
that's
I
like
thought,
a spiral thing with the...
Didn't Toby take that over? Didn't that become his thing? Didn't he make like a pumpkin
then maybe,
roll?
Maybe he... pumpkin roll. Maybe he brought it over. Maybe it was Karen
that brought it for the first time.
And, oh my gosh.
I don't know that I ever had one because, you know, we always have lived far away. We've usually done Thanksgiving, you know, just with our family. And, but I always remember hearing about the pumpkin roll.
Well, you can buy them in stores.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
But
yeah.
It was new to me then, and I didn't really see them. But, yes, it was anything with cream cheese in it, you had me at cream cheese.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, Toby also figures into kind of a one of the classic stories of our family Thanksgivings.
Okay.
Where, because you sort of became famous. Now, I think I'm going to take part for the first time this Thanksgiving, but you've kind of become famous for making your coconut cream pie, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And so I recall a story where Toby was a little full from Thanksgiving, but he made sure and cut himself a piece of the coconut cream pie because it went fast.
It was about 2 years ago, yeah.
Put it in the fridge and came back to get it a little later, and your boy Sam was chowing down on it or something.
He put his name on it.
Put his name on it.
So it wasn't like, you know, we don't have like five Tobys. There's
right,
one
right.
Toby. And it pissed him off.
Yeah, he was
he was mad.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, oh, yeah, that's cute. And he's like, no, it's not cute. It was the last piece. I saved it. And, yeah.
So I, just to give a spoiler alert to you, in case you don't know this, but Mom plans to put a piece of coconut pie in the fridge in honor of Toby, and I think the expectation is going to be that Sam will eat it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be nice. He'll be laughing.
He'll laugh now.
He'll laugh.
You
don't know?
I don't know. I mean, there were times where, you know, I'd be like, wasn't that funny? And he'd be like, no.
Wouldn't it be awesome if there's like a big clap of thunder? Right when Sam like takes a bite or something falls off the shelf, just like we know that Toby was like, no, that's not still not okay.
That's still not okay.
Even in paradise, it's not okay.
Yeah, I don't think he I mean, it made him mad. It was just hilarious. But he did not think it was hilarious.
No.
So, you know, we always I'm not a fruit pie guy.
Yeah.
And Allison would always bring it was like a harvest fruit pie. Hmm. It had like apple and probably cranberry, and it was a beautiful pie. The crust was done.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been delicious, but I just never touched it. People raved about it.
Yeah,
people raved about it.
Like there will be a cherry pie. My daughter Amy loves cherry pie. And I don't dislike cherry pie, but I probably won't have a piece of cherry pie.
I won't either. Sam loves it. I won't have a piece. Unless it's got like the crumble topping and then there's ice cream.
Right. Gotta be ice cream.
Now,
if it was a peach pie, I'd be all over it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Let's go from pies to cobbler, okay? If there's a peach cobbler, I don't know if there's really an apple cobbler, but peach cobbler, let's say, and which Kyla makes is delicious. Nice and warm. You're going to put a scoop of ice cream on it. Do you get more peach or more cobbler?
Oh, gosh. If the cobbler part is available, I'm going for the... And, yeah, you eat the peaches first to save the cobbler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what? I was just thinking about that. I mean, peach pie, I'm sure that it exists. I don't think I've ever had peach pie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because even if it was a peach pie, by the time it got to my plate with the ice cream, it's a peach cobbler. I'm not leaving like a wedge of peach pie on my plate, right, and eating it like a regular piece of pie.
Yeah.
It's going to be crumpled up in the bowl with the ice cream on it. It's a cobbler.
And it's going to be hot enough to where it's kind of a soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like...
The ice cream melts and...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
my gosh, that just sounds delightful.
It does sound delightful.
But, that's kind of... So, one time, when we were still living in RP, Toby and I were out shooting baskets, right?
Yeah.
And I don't remember what time it was, but, you know, a couple of our relatives smoked, and they would just step outside usually the kitchen door, right?
Right.
And So Toby and I had finished playing basketball, so we were coming around the corner, right, to get to the back door, and one of our uncles was sitting there smoking and just let one go. Right as we're coming around the corner. Yeah. You know, he probably thought, I'm alone, nobody here. And I don't remember what the reaction was. It was almost as if we saw a crime happen. He just kind of looked at us. We looked at him, and it's like, just keep it to ourselves.
Just keep walking.
And now about 50 people know about it.
Yeah, 50 people, all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, let's, you know, to our 50 listeners, let's spread that story across the globe. Share this with your friends. We'd like to have 200 listeners, which is still pretty lame as a podcast to have 200 listeners every week. But
yeah,
I'd be content.
You know, the one thing we said, the constant, the one constant is we've done it together.
Right.
Right. And if nothing else, for 2 years, we've talked pretty much every week.
I know.
And that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I'm going to give thanks for that.
I will too. And thank you, everybody else. God bless me, one and all.
That was charming.
Thank you for listening to the Gen X Factor Podcast, your home for all things 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond, because we realize there's a little Gen Xer in all of us. We also realize we're all a little bit dazzlingly uncool. Not sure what that means? Go out to www.rockysealmusic.com and find out. Do you think you might be dazzlingly uncool? Well, if you found your way to this podcast, chances are you may be, or you will be one day. Check us out on our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you can find special video segments on our YouTube channel called Rocky Seal Music. Stay tuned every Thursday for new podcast episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good Lord.